From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Gunfire and smoke have been reported in Burkina Faso's capital, in a neighborhood that houses embassies and United Nations offices, and in another area where the army offices are located. Plumes of smoke rose above the army headquarters in western Ouagadougou on Friday as police and gendarmerie responded. Barricades were also erected to keep people from the area and from the French embassy and the prime minister's office in the eastern part of the city center, where gunfire was also heard and smoke seen. It's unclear who staged the attacks. Afghan authorities say a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden car Friday near a NATO convoy in the capital. The blast killed at least one person, a young girl, and wounded 16 others.
I spent more than...
Abdul Samad survived the blast, sustaining injuries to his face. He says he doesn't know where his daughters are, who were with him at the time of the explosion, and that his horse died from the blast. The police have not confirmed a casualty toll, and no militant group has claimed responsibility for the explosion. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said that China urges the United States to show restraint in using protective trade measures. Hua said that in recent years, the global economic recovery remains weak and that steel and aluminum industries in all countries are facing difficulties. She cautioned that the foundation of the economic recovery was not stable and called on countries, saying that they should work together to face the problem. Trump announced Thursday that his administration plans to levy tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. President Donald Trump are calling for the immediate implementation of a 30-day ceasefire in Syria. They called on Russia to put maximum pressure on Damascus without ambiguity so that the government commits to respecting the UN resolution. U.S. military planners are brushing aside Moscow's claims that its military has a new array of strategic weapons that can hit any target anywhere in the world. National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon reports from the Pentagon.
At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders wasn't impressed.
Russia has been developing destabilizing weapons systems for over a decade in direct violations of its treaty obligations.
Putin claims the new weapons, a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a hypersonic missile, have unlimited range and are capable of evading U.S. missile defense systems. But any real-world ramifications are still a way off. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he will not cooperate with UN investigators looking into extrajudicial killings under his rule.
When the human rights or whoever is that rapporteur arrives, my order to you is do not answer.
Why would we be answering?
Who are they, and who are you to interfere in the way I would run my country?
Duterte has presided over a narcotics crackdown that rights monitors say amounts to crimes against humanity. Philippine police say they have killed more than 4,000 drug suspects, but rights groups put the death toll at more than 12,000. A massive 7-year cleaning operation is underway to clean up a trash-strewn Indonesia River, which is known to be one of the world's most polluted rivers. Reporter Grace Lee explains why.
The Gitaram stretches hundreds of kilometers across Indonesia, from a spring in West Java to a sea near the capital, Jakarta. It supports about 28 million people along the way and carries a stew of waste and sewage downriver. The dirty water is becoming an enormous health concern for locals. It's linked to issues like skin allergies among children. One activist estimates 1,500 industries dump chemical waste into the water each day and says even with evidence, it's tough to see any change.
Reporter Grace Lee. Heroin and fentanyl exports from Mexico to the United States are on the rise, according to the World Drug Report 2017, compiled by the International Narcotics Control Board and backed by the UN Office of Drugs and Crime. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.